This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Preparations are in full swing for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, where voting will be held tomorrow, the 26th of April. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. Elections will be held for 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. The polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Nomination for the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha polls ends today. The nominations will be scrutinized tomorrow, and the candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw their candidature by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. In this phase, the states where voting will be held include Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Jammu and Kashmir. The Sharad Pawar-led Nationalist Congress Party released its manifesto today in Pune, favouring caste census and promising a separate commission for farmers' welfare, right to apprenticeship, and 50% reservation for women in jobs. The manifesto, titled Shapath Nama, says the party will review and propose changes to CAA, NRC, UAPA and other laws. Defence Secretary Giridhar Aramane will lead the Indian delegation to Astana, Kazakhstan today for the annual meeting of the Defence Ministers of Shanghai Cooperation Organisation, SCO, member states. The meeting will review the regional security issues within the SCO, including the defence cooperation initiatives. During the two-day visit, the Defence Secretary will deliver India's statement at the ministerial meeting. He will also hold meetings with Defence Ministers of the friendly countries of the SCO to discuss issues of bilateral defense cooperation. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the bill that could ban TikTok. China's ByteDance has been given 9 months to remove the TikTok app from the market or sell the app to a U.S. company. The law was passed in response to worries that TikTok might provide the Chinese authorities access to user data. The U.S. Senate approved the controversial landmark bill yesterday. TikTok called the law unconstitutional and said it will challenge the same in the court. The IMD has forecast that severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsular India during the next 4 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over Bihar, Jharkhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and East Uttar Pradesh. IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Central and East India. Talking to Akashvani IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said that heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over coastal Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar. The national capital recorded a minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius, 3 notches below the season's average, according to the India Meteorological Department. The IMD said the humidity level in Delhi was 49% this morning. It also predicted strong surface winds during the daytime. Delhi's maximum temperature is likely to settle around 38 degrees Celsius. Dipanshu Sharma won the gold medal in the men's javelin throw, while 3 other Indian athletes bagged silver on the opening day of the Asian Under-20 Athletics Championships in Dubai. In the men's javelin throw, Dipanshu clinched the gold medal with a throw of 70.29 meters, while Rohan Yadav claimed silver with a distance of 70.03 meters. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 4 runs in high-scoring thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.